everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Well, the Eagles lost another tough NFC East matchup yesterday as they fell to 0-3 in the division and 4-4 overall after Sunday's 28-23 loss at the hands of the New York Giants. Today we heard from Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, and among the many topics that he discussed was the Eagles running back rotation, where he explained that Darren Sproles is likely the number one back moving forward.
Well, right now, yeah, by stats and by what you're seeing, I would say that Darren is the number one back right now. You know, Ryan is still a big part. You saw the touchdown run he had yesterday, and Kenyon had a nice run. Wendell had a nice run. So it's still a little bit of the running back by committee. Obviously, we haven't hung our hat on one guy, but we tend to lean more towards Darren Sproles. It's hard to take him off the field right now.
Peterson was also asked about the Eagles' wide receiver situation, specifically in regards to rookie Bryce Treggs, who caught two passes for 69 yards on Sunday and nearly broke free for a touchdown on a 58-yard pass from Carson Wentz. And Doug Peterson said today that he expects Treggs to be more involved in the offense moving forward.
You know, I think that obviously he went into this game. He was very excited to play, obviously, first time to be active, and he had two big catches for us. Obviously, the explosive play down the field, and I think you'll see, you know, more of a role for him, you know, at least in the coming weeks.
Peterson also gave an injury update today, saying that left guard Alan Barber, who has been dealing with a hamstring injury, is still being monitored, and they'll see if he's able to go during this week in practice. The good news for the Eagles is that defensive tackle Benny Logan, who has been dealing with a groin injury, is scheduled to practice on Wednesday, so we'll see if he's able to go throughout the week and then play in Sunday's game against Atlanta. And with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.